From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. And now, Jimmy Kimmel!
To know how many of you got your annual report card from Spotify today, this morning? And you notice that, if you know Spotify, if you don't, it sends you this year-end wrap-up. It's a little breakdown of your listening habits for the year, which is fun but weird. I mean, like, imagine if Postmates did this. You ordered out 220 times this year, ate more than 800 slices of pizza. It's a bit of an invasion, but so this was my list according to Spotify. These were my top five artists for 2021. Number one, James Taylor. Number two, The Spinners. Number three, Alabama Shakes. Huey Lewis for News and Billy Joel. Four of them are also my top five artists for 1985. After they sent me the list, they also scheduled me for a prostate exam. It was very strange. They might as well have sent me a text saying, "You are not cool at all," in case you're wondering. My biggest problem, though, is that the year isn't over yet. This is the first day of December. I still have a lot of listening to. What if I go totally nuts on the Doobie Brothers this month? The big news here at ABC is that we have officially chosen a new bachelor. Do you see the smoke signals coming out of the Vatican? That is why, unlike past bachelors, which were created naturally, this one was actually concocted in a laboratory using DNA from three previous bachelors. But the new bachelor is a 28-year-old former NFL player named Clayton. Clayton got sent home on The Bachelorette last week. He says he's just a Midwest guy from Missouri that wants to find love. Well, Clayton, you've come to the wrong place. Clayton is very handsome and appears to be a nice enough person, although, I mean, I don't trust a guy when you can see his muscles through a sweater. I just don't. Twitter has announced that they're going to start taking down photos and videos that were posted without permission. Twitter will now ask you a series of questions when you're about to post an image to make sure it's yours to tweet. And they do it in a weird way. Before you post, Twitter has always asked, "What's happening?" which is strange. I don't know how you're supposed to respond to that. I'm on Twitter. Nothing's happening, obviously. But then if you attach an image, now when you press tweet, it asks a follow-up question. It says, "Is everything in this post, including photos, suitable for public posting?" If you say yes, it asks, "Have you considered keeping this thought to yourself?" And then, why tweet at all? Honestly, go ride a bike or something.